takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. Vegan.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia. Brian M.
Because when you understand.
Oh, yes!
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
You have a game.
It's not a game.
No, it has to be a game.
It's a bit of a quiz, but I need...
A quiz?
Yeah. Well, no. Is this my music?
I'm
dancing. All right, I'll roll with it.
Yeah, what's your game?
Okay. I need you to... I'm going to tell you something, and then I want you to tell me the answer. I'm going to ask you something, and you tell me the answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like a game to me.
It's sort of a game. All
right. I love his music. It's funny.
Very apropos.
What did Brenda and Eddie buy, and from where?
They bought a Sears.
Beep.
No, I'm gonna get this. They bought it from Sears. A carpet.
A carpet. Fuck. I like that.
Come on, the music's gonna
Sears.
End.
Carpet box. $99.95.
With special Scotch guard.
They brought a painting. A painting and a brand new carpet from Sears.
There you go.
I didn't know that. What is this? What?
That's a cheese from an Italian restaurant.
I'm not done.
Okay, go ahead.
Tommy. Yeah, I need the bell. Oh, I need my bell.
Go get your bell.
Sherry wants to hit the bell. You should hit the buzzer, too. Answer correct. Question two. Mm-hmm. Tommy and Gina were a couple. Where did Tommy work?
On the dock.
Very good.
Thank you.
Damn it.
Jack and Diane were hanging out. What were they sucking on?
Wow.
Or what was Diane sucking on? No, I don't know.
Mama will
chili dogs. Chili dogs.
Yep. Very good.
Very good. And my final question.
I like this game.
When you're 64, what is the name? What are the names of your three grandchildren?
You're Chuck and Dave.
Ooh.
I tried to do it three times.
Very good.
Very good.
I had to know that he divorced me.
So what do you think? What do you like? Do you like my new little quiz?
I love it.
Okay.
I have one. Okay. Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. What was the Beatles song?
I know it. He would jump and shake the walls, right? It was
or not.
Or not. With Bebop Baby on a Hard Day's Night. That one?
No.
Oh.
Love Me Good.
Okay. What's that from?
That's from the song. Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was from there. Didn't take him long.
No, I don't know if I know it.
You know it.
Alright, well, we got a new bit.
Yeah, that's good.
We got a new bit.
Good.
But anyway, the reason why I was thinking about that is, like, there are certain story songs that people just know. You know?
You know the whole story behind it.
Yeah, like Brenda and Eddie had it already in the summer of 75. Like,
I wouldn't have known that one.
Oh, you wouldn't know that one?
No.
When was the marriage? Oh, come on! It's the next line!
Huh.
Hang on a second.
At the end of July?
Yes. They decided to be married.
They couldn't go back to the greasers? the best they could do is pick up their pieces. Like,
I think
they were always a hit at
the Parkway Diner.
Yes, of course.
I mean, you can go all day with just one song.
I guess.
I guess we can. But if you think about it, like, even if you're not a Billy Joel fan, people will know these things. Like, there are certain songs, like, people just know. You know. Hmm. I don't know.
Well, they're stuck completely in the psyche of people.
Right.
Popular songs like that.
Right. So.
Shooting Star. I'm an idiot.
What?
That's the name of the song, Shooting Star.
Oh, okay. Nah, I don't know if I know it.
Don't you know that you are a shooting star?
Oh, yeah, now I know it.
The whole world will love you just as long. As long as you are a shooting star.
Okay.
That sounds like a bad song.
Well, one of my version of it is.
No.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
But I got a bunch of odd things to talk about tonight.
Really? I want to know why there's a dollar on the table.
That could be part of the radio show.
Can I have it?
You can have it when it's done. You actually have to monitor it. You actually have to then put it back into circulation. That's another reason why I need your computer tonight. Okay, Brian.
Yes, you will, but you'll buy a pocketbook.
That's fine.
For a dollar?
Circulation.
What does that mean? Why did you write Imaginary Radio Show on it?
I'm going to.
And we're
going to
see if it gets...
I'm going to.
It actually says something on it.
Yeah,
right?
It's a Where's George bill.
Yeah.
It's a Where's George bill.
Oh, so...
So then we can actually track it. Okay.
What?
You don't know what Where's George is?
Somebody did was it was just a stupid thing. I mean, it's
no,
a cool thing.
It's cool.
And then they just stamp Where's George, right?
Okay.
Okay, so then you get the dollar, and then you sign on to where'sgeorge.com, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you type in the serial number of the dollar, and you say, oh, I got mine in Bronxville. And then you pass it on. And you can see the history of the dollar. So tonight, we're going to go on Where's George, and we're going to find out where this dollar was. And it was in California, it was in Oregon, it was in Florida, and now it's in New Jersey.
Oh, I like that.
So then now I can write...
Thewagband.com.
Wagband.com, Imaginary Radio Show on it, look at our Imaginary Radio Show, and then we can actually track the bill because it's a Where's George bill.
That's a really awesome idea.
That's an excellent idea. Make sure
it's also a federal offense.
No, it's not. It's fine.
Let me see the stamp.
As long as you don't...
Deface it?
No. It's still legal tender. It's still legal tender. Believe me, if it was a federal offense, Where's George would be shut down. Stamping every dollar bill they see. You know what I'm saying?
You want me to just go on it right now?
Go on it right now.
Yeah, let's see.
Is it where'sgeorge.com?
Yeah.
I think you have to register.
No. I don't think you have to.
You know, now with this though, Bri, like...
Yeah.
We can't start one, right? Like, it's this whoever this company is starting
it. You can start one because you just got to write Where's George on it. You know, but this is a Where's George one to write, so this already has history to it.
Okay.
It's been around the block.
Watch, it came from Middletown.
Maybe.
You don't know.
Let's see.
And usually, they say what they might have spent to get the change,
like
what they bought.
Yeah, history in it. It's interesting. All right.
Give me the
serial number.
Serial number.
B as in boy.
Or Brian.
159er 516 07 L as in Larry. This is going to be the famous Imaginary Radio Show dollar bill.
We should use it to buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, there you go.
It probably came from Palm Slats or something.
Oh,
if somebody can hand me this bill back, they should get a prize.
Okay.
Then they get the whole catalog.
Please have a short note about this bill. Where did you find it? What condition is it in? Etc.
Change at
the
New
rest
Jersey
stop
Turnpike.
Exit 120.
In the toilet bowl.
Turnpike.
Yeah.
Toll booth.
Is it my G-string?
Yeah. At least you got it as a tip.
Nice.
She had to give 50 cents
in my
back.
Long underwear at work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of condition is it in?
Fair.
Fair condition. But anything else that we need to know about it?
This is now the special Imaginary Radio Show bill.
This is now the...
Special
Imaginary Radio Show bill.
Imaginary.
Sound like you said Fradio bill.
So when you trace the bill, please listen to our radio show.
Wag.
And then you know, fill in the blanks with all the fun stuff.
Wagband.com.
You know, if you're gonna do it, you better write it neat.
No, I'm not gonna write it. You're gonna write it.
I'm not going to jail writing on the thing.
You're not gonna go to jail.
Yes.
All right, I'll write it. What's the fine? I guess give him $1 back.
No. The but fine is like $500.
No, you're not defacing it. Because you're not defacing it to make a change on it. You know what I mean? That's why you can take those pennies at the toll booths and run them through and then make a, you know, I love you horseshoe. Because you can't spend it anymore. It's your penny. You're not defacing, you're taking it out of circulation. Ooh. Cha-ching.
Excuse me.
Where was the bill?
Okay. $1 bill. Well, bill has traveled 1,619 miles in 248 days, 10 hours, 51 minutes, at an average of 6.5 miles per day. It is now 1,619 miles from its starting location.
Get out of town!
This list is in reverse chronological order, so...
Okay, so where
this is weird. User's note. Fun money for the island. It was on June 8th, 2010... in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands.
Wow!
Yeah, same.
Cool.
That was the initial entry.
Can we take it back there? I want to go there.
Sure. And now, obviously, it's been around, but nobody's logged anything in, so we were the very next one.
Oh, we're the second.
Yeah, we're the second one. And travel time from the previous entry, 248 days, 10 hours, 51 minutes.
Missing from...
You need another pen.
I can see...
Cry.
What? I'm writing on our bill.
No.
You got to make it clear.
It's
not working.
I need a marker.
Do you like a felt tip?
Yeah, felt, fine felt tip. Marker.
It's like wax.
For our imaginary radio show.
That's so cool. I can't believe that it was there.
Yep. And then when we're going to see where it is after that.
Yeah, I will get an email. If somebody logs in.
Oh, perfect. So we have to buy the lottery ticket with this. And is Imaginary Radio Show?
It's not felt, but test it.
Wow, you can get Where's George t-shirts and coffee mugs, bumper stickers.
Put that bill in.
Now I'm going to frame it.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. It's the first Imaginary Radio Show dollar. I'm going to frame it.
Just fix the Y on the end of that.
Yeah.
It's hard to see it.
Brian, I'll be checking out every day. Like, why isn't it not responding? It's in the music room. In a frame.
This website officially went live on December 23rd, 1998.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
As long as the band.
Yeah.
Ho-ho.
Slightly less as long. That doesn't make sense. You know what I mean. I'm exhausted.
I don't, but that's all right.
We were around since September.
And when was this around?
December.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, is it legal to write on or mark currency?
Here we go.
Where's George does not encourage the defacement of U.S. currency. The law defines illegal defacement as defacement that renders bills unfit to be reissued.
All right, so this is the Where's George bill. And hopefully we'll find out where it goes. And hopefully
that'd be cool.
This is how we're going to get listeners, through dollar bills. That circulate every 258 days.
Back to the Virgin Islands.
Back to the Virgin Islands.
It would be terrible, though, if it said, like, this dollar bill was last logged in the drug bust.
Yeah, yeah. This is evidence of a drug bust. And it's got our name. They're going to come knocking at our door, man.
Who's the guy that jumped out of the plane with the money?
D.B. Cooper.
D.B. Cooper, right? Used to have this.
Yeah, do we have any old 20s? You got an old 20?
No.
Next time, if you find old 20s, I need an old 20.
Why?
Because you could search and see if it was D.B. Cooper money. That would be cool.
All right.
And next time, save an old 20.
Okay.
For my D.B. Cooper, I'm going to solve that case.
You might.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
In I Dream of Jeannie, when Dick... York changed into Dick Sargent.
That was
did anybody notice?
Time out. Don't misconstrue. That don't bewitch the Die Dream of Genie. Two different things.
And you wow, you say defensive?
Yeah, a little bit over my I Dream of Genie. You do not. I repeat, you do not mess with I Dream of Genie. It was no bewitched.
Well, I'm asking you.
I mean, Bewitched was no I Dream of Jeannie.
They weren't each other,
but I Dream of Jeannie was better.
Sweet.
Doggone it.
How dare you?
How come... did anybody notice when the actor switched?
Probably the actor.
Yeah, they know.
Why did they switch?
I don't know. You don't want to have his contract or something.
Okay. You know, but I guess maybe I watch a lot of TV.
No, apparently not, because you think that Dick Sargent and Dick York, two dicks, are in I Dream of Jeannie. Dad, they're in Bewitched.
All right, Bewitched.
Don't. I got a sound clip from I Dream of Jeannie.
You do?
I do. Because your bell
sucks.
Yes, you know it sucks. She knows how to ring it. You don't. But your bell is to when people start blah 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 and they talk.
Right.
You go like this.
Right.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, I should have done that then.
What?
I should have done that to you then.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
But then I found a clip from, I was watching I Dream of Jeannie, and I thought this was a good clip, and I'm going to keep this here for the radio show, because it's a little more subtle than your. So to go into one of your long-winded stories, Brett, go ahead.
Well, no.
Well, no, you play the clip in context.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking of television shows, so I was thinking of Mr. Furley. We all know Mr. Furley.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they're like characters like that, where you know you could say somebody's name, and you know who it is, like the Fonz, you know. But getting back to Mr. Furley, there was an episode where let me see how I can say this. There was an episode where he was locked in a freezer with Jack. I guess it is Jack Tripper. And they were going to die. And the only way they could keep warm and survive is if they, like, held each other and, like, using their body heat. But in the show, he was supposed to be gay, and Mr. Furley was, like, anti-gay or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so he told them, like, he wasn't gay just so they could hug or whatever. And then when they got saved, he said, no, I really am gay, whatever, just so he could live in the apartment. But it's funny because, like, that's how I learned about that body heat can, like, save you in situations like that. So, from Mr. Furley and Jack Tripper.
It's amazing how for 1 hour and a half, you managed to say absolutely nothing.
Thank you.
All right. I tried to be long-winded there, but...
Yeah, you did a good job. So that's my new thing. Whenever anybody's been along with them, it's going to be the old Dr. Bellows...
It's amazing how for 1 hour and a half, you managed to say absolutely nothing.
It comes from a great show. Can I give you a little rundown of the I Dream of Jeannie episode that came from?
Please.
So Major Nelson is, he's doing work on whatever, some space project, and Jeannie's always up to that. So he's just like, listen, you know, she needs a hobby. So, and then something happens where they see this mother mistreating her kid, and she's like, oh God, you know, the mother's bad, I could be a really good mother, I could write a book about it. And he's like, really, you can? So how long would it take you to write a book? She's like, oh, about a month. He's like, great, get in your bottle and write the book. So she writes the book, and he does his little space thing for a month, and everything's great. So then she finally, she's done writing the book. So she writes the book, and then she sends it to a publisher, but she can't put her name on it, but she, Major Anthony Nelson's name on it. And of course it's a hot seller. But he doesn't know anything about it. So then he's out one day flying his little lunar lander, and he lands, and then Dr. Bellows is like, there's a, you know, reporters in your office. And he's like, oh, okay, you know, I'm just gonna go in there. I'm sure they heard about the little flight I just did. So he walks in his office, like, do you have any questions for me? And then the first woman just looks at him and goes, would you explain your theory about breastfeeding? And it was just like,
they allowed that.
Yeah, it was great. It was the funniest line because he's, you know, okay, they're going to ask me for my lunar lander thing. He's like, okay, I'm here to answer all your questions. And then I have to have the woman doing it.
Could you explain your theory about breastfeeding?
That's the first question he gets. I thought it was hysterical. Oh, so then he said, so they asked to sit there, and he goes like, they hand him the book, and he's like, holy Jeannie. And then so he has to sit there and answer all their questions, and then they walk in the office after he's done, and that's when you get Dr. Bellows.
It's amazing how for 1 hour and a half you managed to say absolutely nothing.
Oh God, I just thought it was hysterical.
I'd like to see that. Was that like one of the better episodes? Or?
Yeah, that's one of the better. Oh yeah, it's a great episode. It's a great episode. They're all great. What about your Jeannie? But it was just funny.
His friend fries
I think he's sitting there expecting questions about his lunar lander. He's like, okay, first question.
Could you explain your theory about breastfeeding?
Taken aback. I was taken aback. You know, it was weird. I was driving down here, and I've now resorted to listening to AM stations just for fun. You find some weird AM stations. I found this one AM station, and it's cool, and it plays all, like, oldies and stuff like that. So I was listening to it, and the Shirelles came on.
Oh!
And I'm like, oh, okay. You know.
You know them.
I know them. My nephew's aunt is Shirley Olsen Reeves, who's the lead singer of the Shirelles. Now, this
very cool.
Apparently was common knowledge. And this is like my Major Nelson getting surprised thing, because this was common knowledge in my family, except for me. I didn't know it. So I come home one day, I go to my mother's house one day, and she's in the kitchen talking to my mother.
Oh.
She had Shirley Austin Reeves. She's sitting at the kitchen table talking to my mother. So I walk in, my mother's talking to somebody. I don't know who she is. You know, I don't recognize and really, you know, visually know her. So my mother's like, oh my God, do you know who this is? Do you know who this is? And I'm like, I don't know who this is. She could have been like a babysitter when I was a kid. Like, now I feel bad because I'm like, oh, I should know this woman. I don't know this woman. And my mother, she just keeps hitting it. You don't know who this is? Oh my God, I can't believe you don't know who this is.
And what was she doing? Was she like...
No, she was fine. But instead of my mother saying, hey, you're a music fan, do you know who this is? Then I would have had a shot at her.
Right, you would have had
a... You know what I mean? Like, okay, I can look at her, I can see her age. You know, you can sit there and go, let me see. It's. I know what Gladys Knight looks like, but maybe it's one of the Pips. You know what I mean? Maybe it's one of the Supremes. I probably would have guessed Shirelles. Like, I would have thrown that in.
Right.
So you look at the Shangri-Las, the Shirelles, the Supreme.
Not a Pip. Not a Pip.
Definitely not a Pip. They were all male.
Oh. I don't know. So I'm just like, whatever. And then she's like, this is the lead singer of the Shirelles. I'm like, oh, okay, that's great. And then that was like my Major Nelson moment. I'm like, why is the lead singer of the Shirelles in my kids? Would you explain why the lead singer of the Shirelles is in your mother's kitchen? And it was just like, what? And then I found the backstory of it. But I was that threw me for a loop.
And when did that happen?
Oh, years ago.
Oh, years ago.
Years ago. But I was just like, you're the lead singer of the Shirelles. Why are you having coffee with my mother? Like, it totally was a...
It's funny.
Could you explain your theory about breastfeeding?
Aunt Shirley was in my mother's kitchen. And I was floored by that fact.
Is that how they came up with the name, the Shirelles? Like, did they take her name?
It was her name, and then there was another band name that was popular at the time. And then
Chiffons?
No, it ended in L's. And they took them and they put them together.
That's very cool, though.
Yeah. But I was floored that day. I was floored. I was just like, why are you here? There was no knowledge of why this person would be here. Would you explain why there's a Shirelle in my mother's kitchen? Would you explain why Bobby Darin's in the parlor laying on the couch? Would you explain while Paul Anka is in the driveway changing his oil?
I was in a choir that sang backup for him twice, for Paul Anka.
Cool.
Yeah. In Atlantic City, in one of the casinos. And also for Jose Carreras.
Was a high school thing?
College.
Oh, college.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Would you explain why Shaka Khan's in the basement playing foosball?
Would you explain how we got a basement in this house that's on a slab?
Would you explain why Rod Stewart's upstairs in the bathroom taking a shit?
And now for some music from the WAG.
Just for you.
I want to talk about smiley faces. Because you had mentioned before about like selling product. Remember your Right Guard deodorant or whatever it was? Right Aid.
Stuff that I've invented that has not come to fruition.
Suntan, lotion, cologne, all that stuff. Well, I was thinking, like, you know what sells smiley faces? You know, you could sell anything. Just poof, put a smiley face on it, and it'll sell. Because, like, there's nothing nicer than a smiley face.
You should make that our next album cover.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's a smiley face.
Somebody did that.
You know, here's a hat. Put a smiley face on it. You're going to sell the hat. Like, it's great. I think smiley faces should be used for, I don't know, just about anything. You know, you could sell
underwear.
I'm trying to think of
you
something.
You could sell Ginsu knives because they cut tomatoes.
And cans.
And pipes. It cuts a pipe. See, here's a Ginsu knife, and watch it cut a pipe, and then watch it cut a tomato. Well, of course it's going to cut a tomato. Just cut a fucking pipe in half. I never understood
or
that.
Or a fucking pipe. Or whatever.
Fife.
Put a smiley face on the handle, you'll sell more. Okay. That's what I think. You can do anything with a smiley face.
Please keep in touch with the show via email at imaginaryradio@optonline.net and look us up on Facebook.
Bowling.
For dollars?
No, not for dollars. Here's some weird things that I do, like with my friends. A couple friends and myself went bowling, and bowling's fun. It could be fun. But it's more fun when you add things to the bowling experience.
Such as?
Such as. Now, we went with one of our friends, Ken. He's an excellent bowler. He can bowl strikes a lot. And that's great. So I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great? Like, now we're all about the same age, this group of friends. I said, well, all right, let's make it interesting. Whoever bowls a strike... And the bowling alley is packed. But whoever bowls a strike has to do a little dance.
Oh, no.
And then go back to their seat. Right? Now, we're adults. And we're surrounded by...
Everybody.
A whole alley of adults. You know.
And kids.
So, and kids. Whatever. The whole thing. Now, this is just where my mind goes. And I don't know. You know, whatever. It's me. But... Okay, so I get my friends to agree on that, and I say, okay, but now the next person to bowl a strike has to do that dance and make up a dance. So they got to do two.
Oh,
so now you're out there. You're out there. Right by the alley. You bowl a strike.
Never go bowling with us.
Now, when you bowl a strike, sometimes people look at you, whatever, like, you know, like maybe the guy next to you, whatever. Yeah. Okay, now you got to stick your hand... your pointer finger on your head and spin around, do a curtsy.
That's his signature dance. Right
and then
there.
Do the Saturday Night Fever dance when you take your hand from your waist all the way up to the sky three times, and then go back to your seat. Okay, Ken bowls another strike. Now the bad thing for Ken was that he was the one that bowled the most strikes, so he had to do the most dances
and make up the dances.
And everybody, you got to, I got to tell you, like, and I recommend this to all of our listeners, because...
Both of you.
It is so fun. I'm starting to laugh now, just thinking about it, because not only is the pressure there
To bowl a strike.
Or not. After a while, our friend...
Nothing for nothing. I got a 13, but I didn't have to dance all night.
Exactly. And I'm dying to bowl a strike, because I'm thinking, I got these weird dances in mind, like, long ones.
Dance choreographed.
Dance routines.
How are you going to remember it? Oh.
So, like, I'll just use my friend Ken as an example. He'll bowl the strike. He's got to remember Bill's dance, Janine's dance, and then his own. He's got to create a dance. So the pressure's there to create one. And it can't be a lame-o dance because everybody's, like, looking at you. Now, everybody that's bowling with you...
So this isn't lame-o?
No, it can't be lame-o.
The Travolta dance is not lame-o.
I do the Charles... Then.
You can do the trial, and that's been done. Now, imagine this, though. Like, when you normally go bowling, you know, if you're with, like, six people or whatever, when someone's bowling, not everybody's paying attention. Maybe somebody's going to get a soda, or maybe somebody... We had full attention. Everybody's watching. Everybody's critiquing the dances that are made up. Everybody's making sure that you dance in order.
Yeah.
Because that's a big... I don't know. there's no like penalties or anything, but it's just like, no, you got to do the
with oh, Travolta you missed the dance. Travolta.
Oh, come on,
no,
the spin.
These are other people the around kick. You.
No, or just friends. You. Okay, this I thought is, they started catching on.
No, just our group of like five or six people. So we do it until it ends, and I don't know.
We're cracking up the whole time.
You got six people.
With the owners love it when you're paid
say,
per
that
game.
Is definitely it's creative.
A 3-hour game. They bowl for 25 minutes and then dancing for 2.5.
You're dancing. Come on. How funny is that? And you got six people bowling. There's a good chance you're going to get a few strikes. And you do. And it is awesome, brother. It is awesome. Just the other day, we had my cousins over and we played Wii. And there's a bowling game on the Wii and we did it. And it was great. My cousin Jenny came up with the voodoo dance. Oh, it was great. I think it's my new favorite dance. And I can't wait to bring it to the bowling alley.
Go play chess with an old man in the park. Same rules.
I cannot wait.
Same. I can't play chess.
Remember when you were a kid and you got your first tape recorder and just recorded your friends laughing and being stupid? That's pretty much this show.
I get yelled at this week for not seeing the movie Slapshot.
You never saw Slapshot?
No!
Dude!
Okay, can I just say, I hate it when people do that. Oh yeah, I never saw. You never saw it! Well, if I had seen it, I wouldn't have said I didn't see it.
I never saw It's a Wonderful
Who's
Life.
Who's in that? Who's in Slapshot?
I know he yells, oh, movie, I don't know why.
What?
And I've never seen the movie.
But don't you hate it? Like when you say, oh yeah, I never saw Wonderful Life, people go, you never saw A Wonderful Life, like...
They do it to you all the time.
Yeah, but I hate that.
You
know, I never saw Slapshot, so I worked in trucking, so I was giving a guy a rate, and he must have mentioned the town that was in the movie. He's like, you know, blah, 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 and he starts naming people off and this and that, and I'm like...
What are you talking about?
I don't know
about?
What you're talking about. And then he's just like, you never saw Slapshot?
I never saw Slapshot. So I have to go watch it.
I've never seen...
It was funny.
Steven Tyler, I will watch Slapshot as soon as I get a chance.
Steven Tyler?
No, Steve from Tyler Transfer.
I don't understand. You're talking to Steven Tyler?
Would you explain?
Would you explain why Steven Tyler is yelling at me for not watching Slapshot?
I never saw Ghostbusters or The Godfather or Rocky. And any time I happen to mention that, you never saw.
I was watching Top Gun the other day. That's a good movie. Young Meg Ryan.
I know. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I don't think I've seen the whole thing.
It's a really good movie. It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Except for his
singing.
No. That part's funny, but it's like his whole flight thing. Like his big plan, like when he goes out there, he's like, they're flying. And he's like, oh, the guy's behind him and he's chasing him. And then he just tells Goose, he's like, don't worry, you're going to hit the brakes, he's going to fly right by. Isn't that the first thing they teach you in fucking plane school? Like, wouldn't that be the first thing? Like, I welcome to Brian's plane school. No, second thing, excuse me. This, see that thing over there with the wings? That's a plane. Okay, lesson number two. He's going to hit the brakes, you're going to fly right by. Don't do that. Like, that should be, like, lesson two in plane school. And then that was his big thing. And then he hit the brakes, and now he's behind the guy, and he shoots. It's so obvious. Like, don't worry, you're going to hit the brakes. You're going to fly right by.
Who were they fighting?
They were fighting each other. Like, it was a Top Gun. It was like a school. But, like, that was his thing. He's like, don't worry, you're going to hit the brakes. You're going to fly right by. If I was Goose, I'm like... No, I think he knows that trick. Don't hit the brakes.
Is that how he died?
He was ejected, but something happened with the ejection seat, and he banged his head on didn't eject quick enough, so he hit his head on the thing, and then he died, and then Meg Ryan cried. He's a very sad actor, except when he's in Revenge of the Nerds, because he died in, like, ER to that Somewhere Over the Rainbow song.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're listening to The Imaginary Radio Show.
All right.
Off topic for a second. Alicia works at a zoo, and we know that. Do you know what town your zoo is in?
I do.
What town is it?
It is in West Orange.
Exactly. And what song was written about said town? Performed by one of your favorite bands.
Performed by one of my favorite bands?
Yes. You work in Pleasant Valley somewhere. You work in Pleasant Valley.
The Monkees wrote about West Orange?
Well, the Monkees didn't write it, but What's-Her-Face did.
And Carol that's where Bayer they were Zager, living. Carol
yeah,
King.
Carol King. And that's where they were living. And they were living in that thing, and then they just looked
out
the window.
Oh, so she's saying Pleasant Valley Sunday was written about...
Pleasant Valley Sunday. That's Pleasant Valley.
Yeah.
You're driving through Pleasant Valley.
Yeah.
That's what she wrote
there's
about.
A street. Like, if I kept going, if I passed the zone on the left and I kept going little, there's a street called Pleasant Valley or Pleasant Valley Way or something like that.
That's the
That's the Pleasant Valley? Get the heck out of here. How cool is that?
There you go. You actually work in a monkey song.
Well, she wrote it, though. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's still a monkey song.
It's still a monkey song.
That's cool.
They just, you know.
How cool is that? I didn't know it was about that one.
We're a town next to it. It's close enough. I think it's West Orange.
Yeah, no, it's West Orange.
No, I know the town that you're in, but I'm just saying I think the song is written about West Orange. You work in Pleasant Valley Sun.
That is so cool.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show.
Speaking of snow.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah. But I find that the only time I hear this word is during bad winters.
Blizzard?
During blizzards. The only time I ever hear this word. Tertiary.
Really? What, for the roads?
Yeah. I never hear it. Like, in regular speak, I've never had the...
You'd hear it in math classes.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just like technical stuff.
That's not regular
stuff. But yeah, the regular... I've never used the word tertiary. And then it's just like, okay, well, the main roads are fine, the secondary roads are whatever, the tertiary roads, I'm like, what?
I have, but it's still a specialized thing, like when you're talking about colors in art, primary, secondary, tertiary.
I don't know anything about art.
Remember that?
Primary is red,
what's
blue, and yellow.
What's a tertiary color?
I gotta think.
I guess like a mix.
Yeah, primary is red, blue, and yellow, secondary is orange, green, and purple.
I know where you biv.
What?
Mm-hmm. I know where you biv.
RGB.
And then there's tertiary.
It's a good friend of mine.
Let's see what the tertiary colors are.
Yeah, I don't remember wearing tertiary.
I don't think I learned.
So what is that for? Like the...
Side roads.
Yeah.
So your secondary, your primary roads are your highways, your secondary roads are your main streets.
Oh.
Tertiary roads are your side streets, and then your fourth-tiary roads.
Fourth-tiary?
Or like your driveway, I guess.
A tertiary color is a color made by mixing one primary color with one secondary color in a given color space, such as RGB or RYB.
What's fourth-tiary?
Is there really a word?
No, I'm trying to figure out what the word is.
I don't know if there is one. Let me see if
There's
I can find
be.
Out. Well, no, it wouldn't be fourth-tiary.
I know, it wouldn't be fourth.
I mean, I can't even try to type that and have it correct me.
No. I mean, just put, like, you know, type in...
Go to Wikipedia.
Go to Google and type in primary, secondary, tertiary.
All right.
And then see what happens. And it'll give you a list of the tertiaries.
Primary, secondary, tertiary.
Did it come up?
What comes after primary, secondary? Quaternary, quinary, centenary, septenary, octenary, nonary, and denary.
Wow.
Wow. The denary road is your walkway.
The denary road is, I don't know what that is.
Wow.
Cool. Porch.
That's cool. Quat. I said it was going to be something like that.
Smart.
What?
Smart.
What is it again? How do you say? Quaternary.
Primary, secondary, tertiary, quaternary. Quinary, centenary, septenary, octenary, nonary, and denary, which obviously it comes from Latin, but that's almost identical to Spanish, which is not surprising at all. That's really cool.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.